This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado's Secretary of State's office says partial passwords linked to Colorado voting systems were erroneously posted online, but they're not an election security threat. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The state said the passwords were on a hidden spreadsheet tab that was posted on the website. The passwords have since been removed. Colorado's Republican Party first alerted the public to the situation and said it demonstrated a major lapse in basic system security and password management. The Colorado Secretary of State's office listed a number of protocols in place they said would prevent anyone from accessing the partial passwords on the voting machines. They also said they're working with a federal Homeland Security election agency. The Republican Party is asking the state to provide more transparency about what happened within 24 hours. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools Superintendent Alex Marrero has earned a $17,000 bonus for meeting 85% of his goals. School Board President Carrie Olson cited his response to serving an influx of migrants and setting up six community hubs.
The safety audits, your dedication to sustainability across the district, we're just really grateful for all that you've done for Denver Public Schools.
The superintendent missed several goals related to student test performance and student and staff well-being. The board approved the bonus unanimously on Monday. It's Marrero's third evaluation. All evacuations related to the Highland Lakes fire near Divide are now lifted. Firefighters have the blaze about 80% contained as of this morning. Evacuees returning home must stop at checkpoints and bring proof of residency to enter the area. Roughly 700 homes were evacuated earlier this week when the fire broke out. Investigators are looking into whether the fire was started intentionally. This is CPR News in KRCC.